004, Chavis Halvavus, believe it or not, Perakei of Shari Yichud HaMaisa.
Page Kuf, Page Vav. The paragraph, the second paragraph on the page. The Chasher Yisyoish Mimachom Min Ho'ofanam O'elu Shehizkarnu. So the place where the Chayvus Halvavus focuses on a more Musar Dika approach is Perakei of Shari Yichud HaMaisa, and he's gone through many various, we called it enticements, very various Mahalchim of the Yetzirah, how it entraps a person into sin. And we said many of the things he says sound extreme and sound not plausible, but like today is a good example. Mitzvah Shem will be learning of something that sounds very, very philosophical in nature, and something we don't really deal with, and something that doesn't even sound logical. But you'll see that really, with only a slight twist, the same principle of which Chaim Salvovitz is talking happens to us all the time, and it's extremely pertinent and relevant. Okay, let's see. The Chasu Yisya'ish Mem Chomen Alfanam Alolo Shehizkarnu Yapilucha B'yam HaSfeikos. He'll start making you unsure of yourself. The Inyan HaHechrich V'HaTzedek. Hechrich is used in this translation, at least, of the Chemish HaVolvus. Well, Hechrich is not the difficult word. Hechrich means predeterminism, that you don't have bechira, chavshis, you don't have free will. V'hatzedek. Tzedek means, that's the word he's using for free will. I guess that's the closest translation of whatever the Chemish HaVolvus' word is. But it means the correctness of schar va'onish. That's what it refers to. The correctness of characterizing a person based on his actions. So it talks about hechrich and tzedek. But it means free will and not free will. But the Yetzirah tries to, so the Chavis Halvavus' way of describing it, the Yetzirah tries to make you feel like you don't have free will, and if you're doing Averis, so you're Mukhrach, and if Hashem wanted you to do mitzvahs, He would have you do mitzvahs. So it's like a philosophical question, but really, this is what I talked about last Shabbos in Shul, and this really happens to us every day, really, that whenever we do this, whenever a person says, this is my nature, and we say it all the time, this is the way I am. Even if a person's lazy, or a person's stingy, many, many midos, a person says, this is how I am. So, this is how I am, I can't take the pressure, I'm an easygoing person, or a person says, I'm a very, whether it's late sonos or lashon hara or bittul zman, people tend to say that this is my nature. Or if you want to go deeper into it, a little more sophisticated, they talk about people, the way they are being determined either by their environment or by hereditary. I mean, the whole, I've said many times, I'll say it again, just like evolution is not Be'etzem Apikursus. There's nothing Apikursus about evolution per se. What makes it Apikursus is the real Kavana. The Kavana of the purveyors of evolution was to be Oiker HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kvayachu, Chas V'Shalom, from the Bria process. That was their Kavana. But the truth, so it became associated with Apikursus, because that was the kavana of those that brought it into the world, so to speak. But there's nothing Apikursus about evolution. There's nothing Apikursus about it. That's Muso. If Hashem is directing the process, so what's Apikursus about it? So the same with Freud. I mean, there's nothing basic apikursus about saying that a person, the Gemara has many maimorim, Chazal have many maimorim. So Salanter was more Freud than Freud in saying that a person has subconscious desires and a person is swayed by things. You know, you can go ahead and do something and you're so convinced that you're right and you're doing it because you hold it's right. And, you know, like I always say, Vayikanu Balechov. The Torah psychoanalyzed the brothers and said the root was kinah. And we really have to psychoanalyze ourselves. Why am I acting this way? You say, oh man. And if you learn Musar, and you're able to put your actions and your motivations and your under scrutiny, and many times you can't. That's what we learned many, many times in the Ruach Chaim on Ovis. He says that's why a person should have a good friend. A person should always have a good friend that's able to tell him, why he does, you know, what he's doing and why he's acting what he's acting. Sometimes you need help in figuring it out. My point is that it's not Etzon Apikursus Freud. They took it, I don't know what he meant, I'm not so acquainted with the mensch, but they took it to be oiker bechira, to say that there's no bechira, that you're going to do a certain thing. But the Gemara certainly also talks about people have tendencies, except we believe they can overcome their tendencies. That's the whole thing. That's the whole geshev. The Bissel Solanta's forum are full of that a person has motivations that are subconscious, that he's not fully aware of. But you can learn Musar and be aware of them. There's even, you know, just like in psychology, there's a mahalach from a guy, Skinner, that's behavioral. So we have the same thing in Torah, Lahavdil, that some people hold, you know, it's not, you don't have to be oiker. Iker is, you know, schar v'oinish. You set up a system, chitzonis moiris apnimius. And that's like a behavioral approach. These approaches in Musar also, there's nothing be'etzon apikursus about it. But certainly, what the goyim did with it, we're eating the peiros of the way it was presented to the world. We're eating those peiros now, 100, 150, 200 years later, 150 years later. We're eating the peiros of all the crime and nothing is anybody's fault, and it's the victim's fault, and the what?
And the
yeah, so that's all. That's what happens. So that's on a more sophisticated level what the Chaim Soloveitchik is talking about. That's already taka more sophisticated. I wouldn't say we deal with this in a person's everyday life, but what a person does deal with in everyday life is people that say, "I can't help it. I'm lazy. I can't help it. That's the way I am." That's also the Yetzer Hara. So I talked about Shan Shabbos. I talked about one aspect of it, the Hergel. But any time a person feels, whether that's the way I was brought up, and many times it is. Many times you could see, especially with the Indian of low self-esteem, which brings to many beer toed souls. So a lot of times it's true. But the main thing is that Gemara and Shabbos, that there are tremendous tendencies. The Gemara calls it mazel, right? The Gemara and Shabbos about mazel. And the Gemara says if you're born on Sunday, if you're born on Monday, b'chulu, b'chulu. It's all true. Nothing can be stronger tendencies than the Gemara. And we believe, we're taught, Chazal tell us, that a person has Bechira and could always break out of everything. But whenever you find yourself saying that this is my nature, I can't help it, you're guilty, so to speak. You're doing what the Chovetz Chabad says is an enticement of the Yetzer Hara. So he's talking about Hechrech, like from a philosophical angle, that we're Muchrech in our Maisim because Hashem made us. But anytime a person says, that's the way I am, I can't change, I can't be pressured. I don't respond well to pressure. Don't pressure me. Especially nowadays, you know, I can't pressure anybody. Okay. I'm old-fashioned. I'm very old-fashioned.
because okay, but that's it. That's how we live this Yetzirah. But kasha yira ischem misrashel mimaisa hamishmas. If the Yetzirah sees that you're being misrashel from what you're supposed to be doing, v'noita al haveros yizom, he will plot la'ameif b'daitcha to confirm in your mind es hahechreach, the fact that a person, predeterminism, that a person has to do what he's doing, he can't really break out of it. Because as the Rabbi himself writes, there are many psukim that would seem superficially to indicate that a person has to end up doing what he's doing. Even the good things, Chodesh Havodos brought down, we have it in Shara HaBetochen, that a person is constantly praying the Dabik Zibeda B'Mitzvah Secha, David HaMelech and Tillim, there's countless psukim, HaVereinai Meira Oshov, there's many psukim that David HaMelech is being mispalel to Hashem to put him on the right way and to allow him to do mitzvahs and to keep him away from Averus, and would seem to indicate that there's, that Hashem has a say in the matter, so to speak. So he'll bring Urias from that, VaHamoskol, and he'll bring Urias from philosophical proofs, from rational thought, to give you an excuse, ba'omro loch, and he'll say, ilu rotzo Hashem shetavdenu, hoyu machriach oscho al kach, v'kofe olecha osa. If Hashem wanted you to serve him, so you would have to serve him. Hashem is stronger than you. So Hashem would make you that you would be serving him. So you can't do anything against the Gzeira Shemayim. So we say, it looks a little silly, but we say this in a different form. You know, people say it all the time. You know, if a person says, I would give more tzedakah if I'd be rich, I'd be more generous if I was rich. Now, of course, we're not talking about the total sum of money. That obviously you would give more if you're rich. But we're talking about even the fi'erich. A poor person is not as generous, because we're not talking about the amount in a chanami. We're talking about, let's say, a poor person that doesn't even give ma'aser, because he feels, and by the way, halachically, I'm not talking halacha now, that you have to ask me, if a person who doesn't make ends meet is not mechuyev in ma'aser. So I'm talking, a poor person will find himself not being as generous, and that has nothing to do with anything. A poor person should be as generous as a rich person. And he'll say, like, if Hashem wanted me to be generous, like, it would have made me rich. He'll end up saying something like that. If Hashem wanted me to be a masmid, it would have given me more seichel, so that my learning would be gishmach. So anytime we have such thoughts, and we have them all the time, we're doing this sentence, which Chaim Salvador puts in a very, like, extreme way, so it looks a little funny. But that's, we're not far from thinking this way. Many, many times. There's also an oimek in these words of the Chayvus Halvavos. We spoke about it in Shara Avodas Elokim. This idea that if Hashem wanted you to be oivet him, he would force you to do it. That's looking at Avodas Hashem, really, as something that's for Hashem's sake. So then it's a little, like, it takes its logic from looking at Avodas Hashem that way. That you were serving Hashem to do something for Hashem. So if Hashem wanted me to do something for him, he would set it up that I'm mukhrich to do it for him. That's where the logic comes from. But in the Chayvus Halvavos' world of being oivet Hashem out of a sense of akaras hatoiv, that it's something that you have to do when you're makeh tov to an entity, you do things for that entity, it's almost not negeya if that entity needs it or not, or wants you to do it, or needs you to do it. This is something that's, it's coming from you. Like if someone does something for you, gives you life, saves your life, gives you a loan when you need it, gives you a job, like there's nothing you won't do for that person. Like you want to carry him in your hands and like carry him home, even though he doesn't want it. So if that's the yesod of avoda, then this argument is not even logical. It's not even a logical argument. The whole logic of the argument is taken from an incorrect way of looking at avodas Elokim. So that's just another point to make. But that's what the Torah says. And again, we say similar type. We have similar type excuses. If Hashem wanted me to, he would have this. Hashem would have made me smart. Hashem would have made me more patient. Hashem would have made me more. But this, and that's not truth. Either Hasmoda has nothing to do with intelligence, and or just plain you can overcome all these tendencies, and maybe that's your whole avoda in the world. Sometimes a person came down, the Vilna Gaon says, every person came down to this world to conquer a midah. So adarabba, what you find yourself saying that you can't overcome, or if Hashem wanted the b'chulu b'chulu, that's precisely why you're in this world, is to overcome that midah, to work on that midah. Yeah, okay. That's they don't even mean it. It's mom is just a. It's just. I'm old enough to remember when everybody in the world knew it's just a sick perversion. There wasn't even a machlokes whether it's this or it's that. Like, the whole thing was a joke. It was just a sick, sick, sick taiva perversion. That was like 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I don't know, 20, maybe 25, no one had I'm talking about no one, I mean the Goyim. I'm not talking about religious Jews. What about the Goyim? They just made it respectable, unfortunately.
Yeah, how do you...
I don't want to talk about it, really. Just like Hamodia, if you notice, if you get the English Hamodia, there's not one word in it about anything, because the Gera Rebbe said... that this should, and I happen to agree with him. I don't agree with him that a newspaper shouldn't write anything, because that's a steerer to the idea of a newspaper. How can you have a newspaper and not write news? But that's a problem with having a newspaper. How do you write a newspaper without Lashon Hara? So Elamai, you can't? Then don't print a newspaper. But don't print something that says on a newspaper. I don't know, it's a problem. I don't know how you make a newspaper. But anyway, the Gera Rebbe said there's not to be one word. The Gera is Hamodia, and he said not to write one word about the whole Geschäft, and indeed there was not one word about the whole Geschäft in Hamodia. Not in the Hebrew, not
there,
the English.
There are other things like that.
I want to be a Gera.
I forget whether it was you touched on it before or whatever, that now the victim... now the victim is to blame, okay? Whereas in times past, somebody who perpetrated a crime...
Okay, there's no question that from Freud, everybody came up with different ways of not making people responsible for their actions.
Meaning that's how rape is used. The victim's fault.
Yeah, well, either some do it that way, or some say... predeterminism, or some say his hereditary, his environment, the way his mother yelled at him when he was a child, the way his father yelled at him when he was a child, everything is everything. And there's truth to all these things, have some truth to them. They uncovered kochos hanefesh, which would be immensely, which are a frum therapist. Anybody who leaves learning, I urge they should become frum therapists. I mean, I'm in my peer group. Anybody who left the Kollel and went out into the world and didn't go into Chinuch, I begged and urged to go and become from therapists, from social workers. There's a tremendous need for them, and it frees up the rabbi. and you have to have from ones. It's very important to have from ones. But so they uncovered Kaychas HaNefesh, which are invaluable in helping people. Invaluable. It's moiridig. It's tremendous chokhmah there.
this tremendous chachma. It's like evolution, you know, but then they just, it's like everything in the world, really, from a philosophical view. It's like everything in the world. You can take it, you can twist it, you can use it for evil. So they used it to free a person of responsibility for his actions. But that's only that, like that last step that's krum. But the whole thing has tremendous chachma to it. Okay? I'm sorry, my hearing's going as I get older, plus the acoustics. Chinuch. Yes, that's good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm saying it's tremendous chachma in it. Tremendous koichas hanafi. I happen not to agree with the new mahalach of permissiveness, and the child should be happy that didn't sound so good. Maybe I should explain myself. I don't agree with the new mahalach. I call it new because I'm an old man. So I call it new because it's probably 20 to 25 years old. That don't pressure the child. Always just tell the child how much you love him. The child should be happy. Like, I could mamish chart the shift. If you say my child goes to such and such a school, where the first question used to be, how's he doing there? And then the second question was, is he happy? And now, for the last 25 years, the first question is he happy? And the second question is, how's he doing there? And I'm not a big fan that, I'm not a big fan. I don't see such great results. If anything, the results should wake us up that maybe we're doing something wrong. So instead, you have like a dog chasing the tail. They say, oh, there's, I don't want to get into this anymore. I know this is not, that's what I want. It's an arichus though. It's really silly of me to just throw out these sentences, which certainly conventional wisdom, even from big mashgichim and big mechanchim, also nowadays have changed the basic approach of chinuch. I have my opinions about that, but very big people, much bigger than me, in total, I hold them a lot to argue with them about Protim, but they're bigger people than me. Take the approach that chinuch nowadays, indeed, it's correct that it underwent this paradigm shift from pressuring and demanding and from pressuring and demanding to loving and accepting, and and that whole approach. Okay, that's the chinuch of children is a huge inyan, which we shouldn't be learning together with Chavis HaVavis. We should be having classes in it, and work groups, and study groups, and workshops. One day we will. Believe me, when we finish the building. This way, I'm safe. Okay. Anyway, but there's a lot in this Chaim HaVavis that speaks to us, even though from his words it's very extreme and it doesn't look like it speaks to us, but it really does. That if Hashem wanted me to be kach v'kach, he would have kach v'kach. He would have set my life up differently. Okay, if you wanted me to learn, okay, we have all the examples. Think of your own. Where the sentence is, if Hashem wanted me to blank blank, he would have blank blank. Ha'im tesnagid l'gzeira, like the Yetzirah gets thrown. He says, you're going to go against Hashem? Hashem wanted you to do these things, to not act correctly. So you're going to go against gzeiras Hashem? But tismodei neged ha'mishpat. V'harei eincha elo machshir. You're just a machine. Hashem, you're the tool. He could be very firm. He could quote you from the Yom Kippur service, and he could say, and you're just a machshir. Yisroman v'yishador. Right? K'maymer ha'kosuv anochi Hashem oser kol. Everything. So when it comes to spiritual matters, the Yetzirah tries to convince you of Hashem's omnipotence, and Hashem's will is go there, and this is what Hashem wants to happen, and there's no use fighting it. You are, and I'm saying in our terms, the way we fall into this trap is, I would say, you are the way you are. That's your nature. That's just how you are. That's how Hashem created you. That's the environment He put you in. That's the chinuch you were given. That's the upbringing you have. That's the situation you're in now. You're poor. You have this kind of home life. You have these kind of pressures. And that's just how things are. And then we have a certain fatalistic hergish. We convince ourselves that that's the way it is. That's just the way things are. And that's not true. I'm saying in Shabbos, I just talked about Hergel. But a person could break out of anything if it's incorrect. If the person can reach Madregas in Hasmoda, in Davening, in Shviras Hamidos, he has that ability to do it. And that's part of Bechira. That's part of our belief in Bechira. That a person could be Mesakein and could reach the greatest of heights in terms of Shviras Hamidos, in terms of reaching the peak of his abilities, and he's not really held back by circumstances. So that's how we have to face this as a Yetzihara. We don't think of it as a Yetzihara. When we read it in the Chavis HaLovas, he says it's the Yetzihara. But when we say it to ourselves, we don't realize it. And the Yetzihara, when it comes to Bitochen and Hishtadlus and in Yonei Olam HaZeh, the Chavis HaLovas then goes on to say, so he takes the opposite approach. He makes you convinced. He says, you know, Koichi Vaitzim Yodi. So when we say the words Koichi Vaitzim Yodi, we all know to go, that's terrible, because we all know the pasuk. But if you ask someone, you know, that if he doesn't go to work today, if he doesn't open his store, he'll earn the exact same amount of money that week, if he has a reason not to open the store, I'm talking, if he does it out of atzlus, I don't know if he won't. Itaka won't earn the same amount of money that week. But I'm talking about if he has a reason. And you tell him, there's no such aladim. None of us believe that there wouldn't be tuition committees if we believed that Mazonos and Shalodim could suvanomi Rosh Hashanah Bad Rosh Hashanah except for paying for your child's chinuch and Hotzah Shabbos V'yontif. So there wouldn't be tuition committees. Everybody would pay full tuition. So I know all the excuses. But the truth is we don't believe it, really. So that's what the Yetzer Hara does. Yetzer Hara tries to tell us that when it comes to Yoni Olam HaZeh, the truth is he's right, the Yetzer Hara, superficially. What I mean by that is, of course, that it looks like it. That's why it's so easy to talk us into it. Because it looks like spiritual matters are inevitable. The struggle in the world between good and evil, superficially, it doesn't look like there's Bechira. It looks like things are just going the way they're going. It's so hard for good people to change things. It's so easy for bad people to perpetrate evil. It's a struggle. So it looks like the history has been written already. And it's just deja vu when you see the newspapers at the triumph of evil and you learn Tanakh. It's very depressing. The world is a depressing place. Everything keeps getting messed up. Right, everybody keeps doing the wrong thing. So it looks like that's the way it's going, you know. And when it comes to Olam HaZeh things, superficially, it certainly looks like people's hishtadlus create the result of what they have. And that's why the Yetzer Hara says that. He says, what do you have to get involved in Olam HaZeh. You have to keep your store. You need a little more money. Keep your store open an extra half hour. And like, who's going to argue with that? Like, that's so logical. It's so common sense. And it's, under most circumstances, it's the Yetzer Hara talking. Under most circumstances. I say most because sometimes it is Nichlal and Hishtadlus. And how to draw the balance between Bitochen and Hishtadlus? So you have to listen to the tapes in Shara Bitochen.
I guess. Okay.